USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting a Whirlpool factory in the battleground state of Ohio. The president saying he'll always fight for manufacturing jobs and points to a 2018 executive order he signed imposing tariffs on foreign-made washing machines.
Whirlpool's 9 factories across the United States were soon thriving like never before, investing in new products, new infrastructure, and hundreds of new American jobs.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
"For over 60 days, federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York Attorney General is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association, alleging that insiders violated the state's nonprofit laws by illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the group through excessive expenses and contracts that benefited relatives or close associates. When asked about the lawsuit, President Trump believes the NRA should move.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life. And I've told them that for a long time. I think they should move to Texas. Texas would be a great place, or to another state of their choosing.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters are warning that a potentially extremely active hurricane season will take place in the Atlantic. The agency expects 19 to 25 named storms with 3 to 6 major hurricanes during the 6-month hurricane season, which officially ends November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill are still working out a stimulus plan that the Republicans want to spend around $1 trillion and Democrats wanting to spend upwards of $3 trillion, no agreement seems in sight. Kristen Tate is a senior fellow with the Young Americans for Liberty. She tells Fox Business what should be in this relief package.
Well, a smart relief package would provide temporary assistance to struggling Americans while also providing strong incentives for families and businesses to safely get back to work, especially since COVID hospitalizations appear to be down in many parts of the country. But this HEALS Act appears like it'll just be another trillion-dollar spending bill that tries to prop up the economy with endless government money. The Republicans and the Democrats, they've agreed to extend the PPP payments and direct payments to American families. What they are disagreeing on is whether or not to extend the federal unemployment, and also whether or not to bail out debt-ridden states and cities, which, you know, a lot of these places were in trouble long before COVID.
And finally, a film center in Portland, Oregon, canceled its screening of Kindergarten Cop after local authors complained about the movie's portrayal of police in schools and compared it to a Nazi film from 1915. The author complaining that the 1990 action comedy film, which was filmed in Oregon, by the way, was not appropriate because it romanticizes over-policing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.